Hello everyone, this is Eric and Dushan podcasting on Arch Enemy's new album, Will to Power. This is my first impression of the album and what I think of it. Overall, the album has its quote-unquote Arch Enemy's essential sound, but has softened on its degree of appealing riffs and melody. I noticed when Angela left, which is of course my favorite years of Arch Enemy, especially with albums like Wages of Sin, Doomsday Machine, and Rise of the Tyrant, to me, that was the golden years of Arch Enemy. When Angela left and passed on her torch to Elisa, I was extremely sad because one of the main reasons what made Arch Enemy work is Angela's voice. She really knew how to create the perfect vocal sound that encompassed the overall sound of the band. With Elisa, on the other hand, immediately I noticed the difference in her vocal scale and range. Don't get me wrong, she has great vocal power and prowess to her natural death growl, but her deep guttural vocal sound still hasn't conformed with the band's music. It still doesn't seem to go with the songs, like if they are making songs for Angela's voice, but not for Elisa. And I believe that has to change in order for the album to feel complete. We see this problem with prior album, War Eternal, and also with this album as well. But you may feel differently, and that is completely okay, as I am only stating my own opinion. I will continue to support them, and I will continue to go to their shows when they come to LA. And of course, throughout the many years of Arch Enemy, I have many of their albums, and I can tell you right now that many of their songs are still in my playlist, and I will continue to listen to them. I am in complete support of Elisa, and I am complete support of their new sound that they're trying to transition into, but I still definitely miss the melodic metal ears. This is Eric and Dushan's podcast. Thank you, and Merry Christmas.